The blessed personalities, the blessed personalities, the blessed personalities, the blessed personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new program in which we will discuss, learn and understand the fadila, the virtues, the excellences of Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt. In particularly, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa. The second Khalifa, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The third Khalifa, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the fourth Khalifa, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Shere Khuda, Karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And so on, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, inshallah we will discuss throughout our programs, inshallah we will discuss their life, their blessed sayings, their fadail. What does Quran and Hadith say in relation to these blessed personalities? Their fadail and those individuals who say bad about these blessed personalities, well, again, what does Quran and Hadith say about them? Today, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will be talking and learning in regards to the first caliph, the first khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We will start this program with the virtue of Durood-e Pak that Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Thabit rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says an incident that he saw in regards to sending Durood upon the Prophet is as follows. He says, I had a dream in which I saw a pulpit in a jungle. When I climbed its steps, I looked at the floor to see the pulpit was in the air. I climbed a few more steps and looked back and only saw the step that my feet were upon. I could not see any other steps. So I supplicated to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, O Allah, allow me to cross this path safely. I was then shown a black thread that was like the bridge of Sirat, which is known as Pul Sirat. I thought that this is the Sirat that I have to cross. Aside from the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the Durood I sent upon the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam, I had performed no other actions that would help me cross the Sirat with ease. Then I heard a voice from the unseen saying, that if you cross this Sirat, this bridge, then you will be blessed with meeting the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, his noble companions, Alihum Ridwan. Now after hearing this, he became overjoyed, and after presenting this overjoyment of sending Durood upon the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam, an illuminated cloud suddenly carried me towards the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. He says, I saw the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam, and on his right side was Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on his left side was Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Behind him was Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and standing in front of him was Sayyiduna Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I said, O Prophet, become a guarantor for me. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, I am your guarantor, and you will die with your faith intact. I then requested the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam to supplicate on my behalf. And he said, make sending Salat upon me in abundance necessary upon yourself and stay away from futile acts. SubhanAllah, the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam blessing such a great news to this individual that make sending Durood upon me necessary upon you and refrain from futile acts. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the ability to sincerely send Durood upon the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam, صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned in Sublul Huda wal Rashad that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they had a dream that the moon had descended in Makkah, and suddenly the moon split and its fragments entered every house of Makkah. Then the pieces of the moon reassembled, meaning took the shape of the moon again and entered his lap. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired about his interpretation, and it was said, you will be the most fortunate one from the followers of the awaited final prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and all of the people. Thus, when the final prophet, the Khatamun Nabiyyin, when they announced the prophethood and invited him, i.e. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, towards Islam, he embraced Islam faith instantly without any delay. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, and may we be forgiven without any accountability for his sake. Bayaan ho kis zaban se martaba Siddiq Akbar ka, hai yaar e ghar mahboob e khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's hear some introduction in regards to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the first Khalifa, who is the most honorable person after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh viewers of Madani Channel, the respected name of the first Caliph of Islam, the leader of the believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abdullah. So if you did not know this before today, you've learned something new, that they are known as Abu Bakr Siddiq, but their name is Abdullah. His kunya is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The titles that were given to them was Siddiq and Atiq. Now, what's the meaning of these titles? The meaning of Siddiq is the one who is extremely truthful. Subhanallah. He was famously known by his title even in the period of ignorance, because he always spoke the truth. Subhanallah. Now, I'd just like to pause here for a moment and ponder that, in particular those individuals who are named Siddiq, do we act upon what our name says? Are we truthful in our daily lives, in our daily endeavors? If not, then we should take heed and take a lesson from the blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that they were Siddiq not just by name, but by action as well. If you are Siddiq by name, then become by action as well. Similarly, if you are named Sajjad, the one who does sajda in abundance, but you do not pray namaz, you're Sajjad by name, but not by action. So therefore, whatever our Muslim name is, let's not just stick by the name, but become it's the one who acts upon the name as well. Secondly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, meaning of Atiq is freed, meaning giving him glad tidings, the knower of the unseen. The Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, he has said regarding this, that anta atiqum minan nar, that you are free from the fire of hell. And this is why he received the title Atiq, subhanallah. It mentioned that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is Qurayshi. And at the seventh generation, his lineage joins with that of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They were born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil, i.e. the year when the unsuccessful king Abraha came along with the army of elephants to attack the blessed Kaaba. This is known as Amul Fil, the year of the elephants. Ilahi rahma farma khadime siddiq akbar hun, teri rahmat ke sadke wasita siddiq akbar ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Now my dear in Islam, the introduction was done. Brief introduction. Now let's talk about their blessed appearance. How their blessed appearance was. The beloved mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was asked that how was the blessed appearance of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She radiallahu ta'ala anha said, his complexion was fair, His body was slender and his blessed cheeks were not fleshy. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would tie his lower garment tightly at the waist to stop it from dangling. The veins in his face were clearly visible. Likewise, the veins on the back of his palms could be clearly seen. Subhanallah. Behtari jis pe kare fakhr, wo behtar siddiq. Sawari jis pe kare naz, wo sawar siddiq. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters, this is few of the excellences of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is why our Shaykh Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has given us some beautiful slogans in regards to Sahaba-i Kiram Ali Muridwan, the Ahlul Bayt, that Har Sahabi-e Nabi, Jannati Jannati, Hazrat Siddiq Kabi, Jannati Jannati, Umar Farooq Kabi, Jannati Jannati, Hazrat Usman Bi, Jannati Jannati, Fatima or Ali, Jannati Jannati, Har Zawja-e Nabi, Jannati Jannati. So these were few amongst the many slogans Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Alama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyad Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsi has given to his followers, to the Ummah of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, through which we present our Aqeedah that every companion of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam is destined paradise. No matter who, every single companion of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, Subhanallah, is destined paradise. And Madhya bin Islam, in regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahumullah ta'ala, he states that upon the purchase of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, "O Abu Bakr, allow us to partake in the purchase of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Take half of the amount from us so we both will be his purchases." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu began trembling, and while sacrificing himself at the feet of the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, he said, "O Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am your slave and so too is Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. O Master, I have purchased him for you, I have freed him." Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the face of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, he immediately fainted and fell unconscious. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam cleaned the dust from his face with his own shawl and said, "Uzita fillahi kathira," meaning, "O Bilal, you have suffered a lot of hardships in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala." Here, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah further states, "O Siddiq, many salutations upon you as you freed the master of all of Muslims, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You freed our master Bilal, you are the master of our masters. Gada Siddiq Akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai, khuda ke fazl se main hoon gada Siddiq Akbar ka." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. The companion, son of a companion, the paradise dweller, son of a paradise dweller, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Jannatul Adn, "By my honor and majesty, I will only enter those people in you who will love for this individual who was born," i.e. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So if we want Jannatul Adn, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to Jannah, "I will only enter those individuals in you who love this person who is born just now," i.e. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned by a paradise dwelling companion, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came in the court of Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam and sat in one corner. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by. So Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, is this the son of Abu Kuhafa?" To which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, "O Jibra'il, do you heavenly residents recognize him?" Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam said, "By the Lord who sent you as the truthful prophet, in comparison to the earth, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is more renowned in the heavens and his name in the heavens is Haleem. Subhanallah. This is the excellence and the fadila of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Now, my dear brothers in Islam, let's listen to some 12 sayings of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. Number one, is mentioned, whosoever wants to see a person who is free from hell, he should look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Number two, devotion for Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and showing gratitude towards him is necessary upon my entire ummah. Subhanallah. Number three, O Abu Bakr, the first person from my ummah to enter Jannah will be you. Subhanallah. Number four, O Abu Bakr, you have been freed from the hellfire by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number five, O Abu al-Hasan, i.e. he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, the rank of Abu Bakr in my sight is the same as my rank in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Number six, Allah Almighty has created some heavenly maidens from flowers who were referred to as the maidens of rose. Only a prophet, a siddiq, or a shaheed, a martyr can marry them. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will not be granted one, my dear viewers, Madani channel. Not two, not five, not 10, not 50, not 100, not 200, not 300, but 400 such maidens, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be granted. Subhanallah. Number seven, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I was taken on a journey across the heavens. So in each heaven that I passed, I found my name inscribed there. I also saw the name of Abu Bakr written after my name. Subhanallah. Number eight, I have repaid everyone who had a favor upon me. However, the favors of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu upon me will be repaid by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Number nine, Abu Bakr is my brother in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and reward him with great reward on behalf of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he aided me with his life and his wealth. Number 10, do not give superiority to anyone over Abu Bakr, as he is greater than all of you, i.e. companions, in the world and in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. Let me repeat this, my dear brother in Islam. This is a very important point, and one of our aqeedahs are based upon this point, that after the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, there is no one more greater than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After all the Prophets alayhi salam, there is no one more greater, no one more superior than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So what does the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say? Do not give superiority to anyone over Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? As he is greater than all of you, referring to the companions in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Number 11, the most compassionate one towards my ummah is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. O Abu Bakr, on Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will manifest a general light upon the people and he will manifest a special light upon you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. My dear viewers, Madani channel, let's go over some distinctive qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. He led 17 prayers during the worldly life of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How many? 17. So they led 17 prayers whilst the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, their worldly life, they were alive. Number two, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first to compile the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Number three, he was the first to offer salah with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. How lucky this individual was. Subhanallah. It is the unanimous belief of the Ahl Sunnah that after the Prophets and Messengers alayhi salam, he is superior to all humans, jinns and angels. He spent 47 years of his blessed life with the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He is that fortunate individual who is companion himself, whose father is also a companion, whose sons, daughters, and grandchildren are all companions. So five generations, subhanAllah, they are all companions. No one besides him enjoys this honor. He is the first one to deliver a sermon in Masjidul Haram. It's mentioned that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would run a clothing business. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. The Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Sayyiduna Imam Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, Abu Bakr was always favored with the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Imam Abu al-Wahhab Sha'rani, rahmahumullah, he states, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you remember that day? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, yes, I remember it, and I also remember that on that day, you, i.e. the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, were the first to say bala. Bala, this refers to the day of the covenant when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to all human souls, am I not your Lord? To which they all replied, bala, i.e. of course. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala states that since the day of the covenant till his birth, from his birth till his passing, and from his passing till eternity, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the leader of all the believers. Subhanallah. Nabi ka aur khuda ka madhago Siddiq Akbar hai. Nabi Siddiq Akbar ka, khuda Siddiq Akbar ka. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. The eminent tabi'i, Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states, following verse of Surah Al-Fajr were recited near the Prophet Ali salatu wa salam, that ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan maradiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Whose translation, that it will be said to the pious, O satisfied soul, return towards your Lord in the state that you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. Then enter the ranks of my chosen bondmen and enter my paradise. Now whereupon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how good is this? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, at the time of your death, the angel will definitely say this. Subhanallah. That is, angel will say this about Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, ever since the time that he, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accompanied the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, he did not separate from him at all, to the extent that even after the death, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is resting by the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. Now once, the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam took Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's hand in his right hand and the hand of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his left hand and said, we will be raised like this on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. This was brief lifestyle biography of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But of course, we are humans, and at the end a human does pass away. Now let's talk a few things regarding the passing away of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The unparalleled devotee, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they passed away on Monday, 22nd Jamadul Ukhra, 13 AH, at the age of 63. At the time of death, their final words were, O Allah, grant me death upon Islam and join me with the righteous ones. Subhanallah. Now people saw Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu after they passed away in the dream and asked, O leader of believers, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you used to say about your tongue that it caused you to fall into places of destruction. So how did Allah tabarak wa ta'ala deal with you? He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that tongue. So this very tongue caused me to enter paradise. Subhanallah. Maqam-e khab-e rahat, چین سے آرام کرنے کو بنا پہلوئے محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا۔ سبحان اللہ۔ مدنی ویوز اور مدنی چن، سیدنا علامہ جلال الدین سیوطی شافعی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ اسٹیٹڈ ان شرح الصدور دیٹ وین دا ٹائم آف ڈیتھ آف اے پرسن اپروچڈ ہی واز ٹولڈ ٹو ریسائٹ دا کلمہ طیبہ، ہی ریپلائیڈ آئی ڈونٹ ہیو دی ابیلٹی ٹو ریسائٹ اٹ بیکاز آئی یوز ٹو ایسوسیٹ ود دوز پیپل who would instruct me to say insulting words about Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. So, O devotees of the companions and Ahlul Bayt, if this is the consequence of having such friendship that a person is deprived, just friendship, my dear viewers, Madani channel, just ponder upon this, that just friendship with a person or with people who would insult Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq or the Ahlul Bayt, this was a consequence that he was deprived of reciting Kalima Tayyiba, then what will be the state of those who actually are guilty of insulting them? Hence, it is imperative to remain far away from those who insult the Shaykhain and all the companions and the Ahlul Bayt. Only adopt the company of the devotees of the Prophet, the companions and the saints of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Illuminate the lantern of devotion towards these great personalities in your heart and become worthy of the blessings of both worlds. Now let's end this program with few slogans which Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Mullah Ali has given us. That I will say a certain slogan, you will say, views of Madani channel, Jannati, Jannati. Har sahabiye nabi, Jannati, Jannati. Hazrat Siddiq bhi, Jannati, Jannati. Aur Umar Farooq bhi, Jannati, Jannati. Hazrat Usman bhi, Jannati, Jannati. فاطمہ اور علی جنتی جنتی، ہر زوجائے نبی جنتی 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 جنتی۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ مے اللہ تبارک و تعالی انیبل اس ٹو لرن مور اباؤٹ دی بلیسڈ لائف اور سیدنا صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ، اینڈ مور اوور ٹو ریسپیکٹ اینڈ ٹو ریویئر دی بلیسڈ لائف، دی بلیسڈ سیرہ، دی بلیسڈ کریکٹر، اینڈ and most importantly, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant myself first and foremost, then the viewers of Madinah channel, the ability to stay away from those individuals that insult the Sahaba ikram Ali Muridwan or the Ahlul Bayt. May Allah keep us away from associating with such individuals who put these thoughts into our minds. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
دا بیسٹ پرسنالٹیز، دا بیسٹ پرسنالٹیز، دا بیسٹ پرسنالٹیز، دا بیسٹ پرسنالٹیز، دا بیسٹ پرسنالٹیز۔